ask that the reading be waived, and I move for its adoption. So,
Senator, will you not close until the amendment has been distributed?
Most certainly. And in the interim, I can explain.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you do have the amendment? Okay. Proceed.
So what my amendment does is in the data center program, we talked earlier about how the program works, where when the data centers are built and sales taxes are paid, the data center collects the sales tax and then presents proof of having paid the sales tax and then is reimbursed the sales tax. And my earlier comments had to do with why just them, why not, you know, everybody. This amendment is the second part of data centers that I think a lot of us overlook. I certainly overlooked it for a long time. The way the bill is written today, once the data center exists, the data center never pays any taxes on utilities, ever. I tried to do some research and find out just how much energy a data center uses. I'm thinking they use a lot. And I'm thinking if we pass this credit and they build a lot of data centers, they're going to use a lot of energy. Yeah, a lot of utilities. And so before, my question was, why let the data center industry, why do they not have to pay for the sales tax and construction? And, well, you know, it's still on. But this, now my question is, why does the data center industry, who has potential to be a very high user of utilities, why is it that they aren't going to pay taxes when they purchase those utilities? Why that industry? Why them? And so my amendment just says, hey, you know what? That's stricken. They don't get that exemption. They have to pay utility taxes like everybody else. And that's my amendment. And I'll take any questions.
Senator from the 24th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 13. Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I require the senator from the 24th.
Does the senator from the 24th yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, Senator, so if I understand this correctly, now on the data center language, they would get a refund of the sales tax paid for construction.
Yep.
So the state is essentially indifferent. If they build the facility or don't build the facility, we're in the same spot.
Yep.
But from that point forward, we have the income taxes and the economic activity from the jobs they created.
Yep.
Although they're normally a small number relative to investment, but we have that, and we have the sales tax off of the energy used.
Yeah, the utility tax. Yeah.
So there's a benefit. I mean, there's a true benefit to the state of giving the exemption of the construction because we want them here. This is now an incentive for us to make sure they get here.
Yeah, like I said before, I think the way the incentive is structured it's really good because the state gets back. It refunds the sales taxes that were paid. So, that's great. It's just a question of why just this industry. But this was the part, I always separated these two things, and this part just really sat wrong, you know. So now it says, going forward, fine, do your thing, but when you use utilities, pay utility taxes.
Yeah, this is, to your point that you used earlier of why not the next restaurant or whatever it is, I mean, that's a valid argument, and especially now where the energy used, the economic activity driven by their employees, there is truly a positive benefit to the state of bringing them here. So thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the amendment? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the maker of the amendment.
The Senator from the 24th yield?
Gladly, Senator
from Clay.
He does.
Proceed.
Good to see you.
Senator, I guess I'm confused as to why you're gutting the data center amendment. I mean, I get it that you don't like it and that you lost on it getting in the first place, but...
No, I've never really brought up the data center. We talked about it on the senator amendment that was a technical fix. I think that the structure of the credit is really good.
Rebate.
Really good.
Okay.
I mean, I know the state will break even. You know, the second part of the bill that I could never get straight with was that the bill is drafted today, they never pay taxes on any utilities. Ever.
Right, which is taxes that we're not capturing now, so it's not a net loss. Well, there's an...
You create a lot of demand for energy. We've got...
We're not saying they don't pay for it. They just aren't taxed on it.
Well, okay.
I mean, maybe it's hard for you to understand because you don't believe in incentivizing anything.
No, this is...
At least from what I've heard, I mean... Philosophically, you don't believe that
we should be incentivizing.
But insofar as that we are incentivizing them, which we have voted...
It's incent, Senator. So that word incentivize has been used a lot, and my wife corrected me. I was writing an article, and that I used that phrase, and she said, look it up. That's not a word. We all use it, but it's incent. So,
insofar as we incent a business, doesn't it make sense that you provide an incentive that is particularly targeted at that business?
Okay, so since they use lots of energy...
Exactly.
It makes sense to not have them pay taxes on the thing they're going to use a lot of.
That would be the biggest incentive to attract them, would it not?
I think so, because I think they use a lot of energy. I couldn't get it quantified.
They do actually use a lot of energy. In fact, like one data center is about the same as a city of 25,000.
But one data center uses as much energy
as
a city of 25,000 people?
It's right in that ballpark.
How many data centers are going to come with this credit?
I hope a lot.
So let's say that 10 come. Well, actually, let's say that 12 come. The city of St. Louis is 300,000 people. You're telling me that if just 12 data centers come, that they're going to use as much electricity as the city of St. Louis?
I think that's in the ballpark, yeah.
And it's okay that we tax everyone that lives in the city of St. Louis for the use of their energy, but we're not going to tax the data centers?
We're capturing the tax revenue from the business being here, which it would not otherwise be, because the other states around us have this incentive. Therefore, they would build in Iowa, Kansas, one of the other states. So the question is, do you want to just let them go there and not capture any tax revenue, or would you like them to come here and capture some tax revenue? I mean, that's really what the discussion is.
Senator, but I think, and I didn't know this, I really appreciate you filling me in on one data center is like a city of 25,000 people. But every year I'm down here, we hear from the utility companies that they need to do all these things to ensure that we've got plenty of energy to go around, and it's low-cost energy. And
Which this would, I assume, help them, because they're paying for the energy. They're not getting free energy from the utilities. They're paying for that, so that would help the company
drive
to
up
make
the price
money.
Of energy.
And why would it drive up the price of energy if they're paying it?
Because you're increasing the demand for energy.
Okay.
You add a city.
But there's a built-in profit margin, right? So they're getting the profit from the increased energy use.
Well, Senator, I think that if...
So wouldn't they be able to use the increased profit to then pour back into building the infrastructure to meet the demand?
Well, from everything I've heard, the utility industry in the state is extremely challenged by their efforts to try to ensure we have sustainable, low-cost energy. It's getting harder and harder. They're looking for different ways to fund themselves. Ameren's had a series of rate cases. The average person's energy costs have gone up substantially. And I really had no idea that 12 data centers would be the equivalent of the city of St. Louis. And I think the unintended consequence, I mean, we haven't gotten unintended consequences tonight. I'm not sure that there were a whole lot of them in some of the things we talked about, other than that we're not going to get the money back. But this is different then, because the unintended consequence, what if we bring 120 data centers to, how many data centers are in Missouri now?
So basically, you're contending that by bringing the data centers, that will cause too much energy consumption, and the unintended consequences are bad. So why don't we then just ban data centers? I mean, what if a data center comes without an incentive? I mean,
they're already here. The senator from Lewis took a tour last week.
Yes, really, I know. In fact, there's a data center in my district as well.
There's one in your district too. So that means we've got 50,000.
I know, and I'll tell you, it has not been a travesty. As weird as that sounds.
Right now, they don't get... They don't
having the data center has not caused a collapse in Kansas City.
Well, so, you know what I don't know the answer to, I maybe should have found out, is what do utility taxes go towards? I mean, when we tax all the other... When we tax the city of St. Louis, all 300,000 people, when we tax them for the utility uses, where does that tax money go?
What, to the taxing entity. It doesn't go to the utility company.
No, I know, but I mean, they go to pay for something, right? I mean,
my guess is it would go to the city of St. Louis's general revenue, but...
So it goes to the city of St. Louis. So, Senator, my concern is that you're going to drop a city onto Missouri, and you're going to let them buy energy and not be taxed for it in exchange for them coming. And my understanding is the average data center, and I mean, it's like 30 or 40 people, right, in a data center?
But they're pretty high paid.
And they're like $60,000 or $70,000, yeah. So I'm concerned about that unintended consequence. I'm not.
So you're contending that bringing the jobs to Missouri does not outweigh the potential unintended consequences?
Well, how do you tell the city of St. Louis that when they buy the utilities and they're taxed, how do you, I mean, I think the largest customer of Ameren, if I'm not correct, is Noranda. It's some small aluminum company that we've heard about.
Are cities taxed? Do they tax themselves on the utilities that they use?
I'm talking about the citizens. I'm talking about the people.
Okay.
I'm talking about the 311,000 people that live in the city of St.
Right.
That pay utility tax. And if I'm not mistaken, somebody give me another head, does Noranda pay taxes when they buy utilities? Yeah. Yeah. They pay a little rates, but they still pay utility tax. And that utility tax goes somewhere. So
wherever the taxing entity is.
Senator, I'm not going to go to this. It's just not fair thing, because I don't like the whole it's not fair argument. But my amendment just
says... That was your whole argument to begin with, was it's just not fair to incentivize one thing over another.
No, that's not, it's not fair, it's just not a good choice to make. It's not a good idea, okay? It's not a question of fairness. I think we lose money when we do it. But in this example, I'm cool with the data centers, I'm cool with rebating their sales. I mean, that's going to be good for them. They're still, like, the data...
But it's not competitive with the other states, so... It's not good for them. I mean, why you're still not incentivizing them to come here. You're basically saying, hey, we kind of want you to come here, but we're not going to do what the other states do for you, so you might as well just go somewhere else.
When you build your data center, we won't any sales taxes you incur, and when you build your data center, we'll give them back to you. We don't say that to Drury Inn. We don't say that to Jamba Juice. We don't say that to anybody else. But when data centers come, we say, okay, 4% of the cost of your construction was sales. You've documented it, here's a check. And that's a good program, because money comes in, state has it, state gives it back, state breaks even. This part of it, how do you do that? How do you say, oh, you're a high energy user, you're going to be, heck, 12 of you is the city of St. Louis. I mean, does anybody know how many there are in the state right now? I mean, there's one in St. Louis, there's one in Kansas City, is there just two in the state? And we're, 10 more and we're 12, 10 more. We got, it's equivalent to 300,000 people. So anyway, that's my amendment. My amendment is,
all right, well,
pay utility taxes like the city of St. Louis has to pay.
I mean, obviously you can probably tell from the tone of my inquiry that I don't support your amendment. I hope that we defeat it, because I think the effect of your amendment does is pretty much gut the incentive to where it's worthless. And
I would agree with you, the ongoing incentive would not exist. But the initial incentive...
Well, why would I build here without an ongoing incentive if I could build in Kansas and get the ongoing incentive, or Iowa, or Nebraska, or Kentucky, or Tennessee, or Arkansas, maybe Oklahoma? I mean, why would I do that? I mean, you're a business guy. Would you do that? Would you build in one state of the incentive that I would get if I moved across
the
state line?
That's the problem. We listen to what the businesses want. What do the businesses want? They want money. They don't want to pay taxes.
And what do we want? We want them to employ people so that we can collect taxes on their employees.
In this arena...
And so that their people spend money and we get sales taxes on what they spend. That's what we want.
No, in this arena, we want to break even. And I don't see how we break... The entities that are not going to be allowed to tax utilities... I mean, I don't know why there's a utility tax, but there is one. And the people who impose it think it's a good idea. And I guess we're... I guess we're waiving a state tax because this is a state law. So we say, when we say in the bill that they don't have to pay,
Well, and we're also creating an option for the local municipality or the local county to waive their tax. It's not a mandate.
So this actually is a state tax.
Choose.
What is the state utility
they
tax?
Can choose. I don't know off the top of my head.
So we're wait. We don't. Is it 1%? I mean, is it like sales? Does anybody know what the state utility tax is? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4%? Sales tax is 4.225. Anyway, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, it's irrelevant to me because we're not collecting it now because they don't come here now.
Okay. Well,
so that means we're also not collecting taxes on employees because they don't exist, and they're not spending money here because they don't live here, so we're not getting any sales tax off of them. So to be honest, I don't really care.
They come.
What it is.
Well, let me ask this question. This is an important question. We need to know. We know what they're going to pay in income taxes. They're going to pay 4.5% effective rate unless Senator Krause gets his way and they pay nothing or pay 2%. Let's just say that the 50 jobs come in. Let's be generous.
Senator, please do not use another senator's name on the floor.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's assume that it's 50 jobs, 100 grand apiece, right? So what's the math? Is that 5 million-ish? So let's say that they get 4.5% income tax off of that. What we really need to do to understand if it's a good deal for us or not is compare the income tax we collect with the utility tax we don't collect. And what we know now is that the data center that employs 50 people uses as much energy as 25,000 people. So whatever that tax would be on 25,000 people, or the demand is the equivalent of 25,000 people. Now, granted, they'll negotiate a lower rate, so it's based upon the gross dollar amount. But so that's what we have to weigh. We have to weigh is 50 jobs at 100 grand at 4.5% income tax. We're getting, because they're here, like you said, the jobs are here, versus utility tax on the equivalent of 25,000 people using energy. And if we're waiving a bigger number than we're getting, and it's forever, then we're losing money forever.
But that's assuming that you would have it to begin with, which we don't. So I think you're creating
a false economy. No, but I'm saying I'm better off. So if we don't have it, I'm better off. So let me think if I got this right.
I mean, you're creating a false choice. You see?
No, I think your point's well taken. It's well taken. You're right. And it's more a function of, do you really want to have these entities that are buying a lot of energy, do you really want to not allow them to pay utility taxes? Okay.
Actually, well, the question for me is, do I want them to come here and employ people that will then pay taxes and then spend money and pay sales taxes? And that's the question I want.
And I do think that there's a...
I would like them to come here.
I do think there's
you
a...
apparently would not.
Well, I do think there's a serious unintended consequence of you are going to drive up demand for energy and
higher... Which they pay for.
But higher demand for energy creates higher prices of energy. So you're going to drive up the price of energy statewide... And that's the unintended consequence of incenting data centers to come.
They have a built-in profit margin, so how does it...
Senator, even with the built-in profit margin, if you have more demand than you do supply of energy, the price of energy goes up.
But you're assuming that's a free market model, and we don't really have that because they're regulated. So I'm confused.
Well, the price of energy
is the one who makes that decision, so and it's not a free market.
Well, and they decide to increase rates in St. Louis 3 times in the last 4 years. So I don't see how increased demand won't increase the price, even in a regulated monopoly like the utility company. So anyway, so your inquiry, right? You inquired of me?
Yeah, it's my inquiry. So, all right. Well, again, I'm going to have to oppose your amendment. I think that the logic is labored at best, and I would hope that my colleagues agree. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Briefly inquire the Senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, yield. He does proceed.
Senator, you've been talking a lot about economics tonight, and I just heard you say that higher demand in electricity leads to higher costs for electricity.
Oh, that's right. You're the green guy.
So I know that you are going to be thrilled with the solar rebate program that we have in the state of Missouri, because as a
solar... Is that amendment in here, too?
No, it's not, but as a...
Still early.
and as well, we'll have a chance to debate it later in the session.
But, oh, you think?
But I want to come back to this point when we do, because you said higher demand leads to higher energy costs, and solar actually will lower demand over time by putting fuel-free ions in. The subsidy has the consumer pay 40% of the generation on the grid, so the consumer is actually subsidizing the rest of us in the production of energy. The IRP, which is what the utilities submit, when solar is peak load shaving and they're not having to go to Dogwood and buy natural gas off the wholesale market with the adjusted fuel clause, then the solar's peak load shaving value factors into their IRP, which shows demand flat, if not dropping, because of the solar that's coming on the grid. So from an economic argument, the customer using the subsidy that we've approved actually subsidizes the generation on the grid, which lowers demand, which will, by your own logical conclusion,
you know,
lower costs.
How cool would it be if this is the last amendment and that 11 hours ago, this is kind of how we started,
right?
And you got to talk about climate change and subsidies and all that stuff.
Yes.
And we got to close on that? And that'd be really cool.
Well, I think that...
what do you think about this higher demand? Higher demand for something drives the price up?
And so solar lowers demand, which will lower costs.
Maybe we can get like the solar incentives and the data centers and to kind of get together and figure out a path, huh?
You know what? I'd be happy to work on that with you, Senator.
Well, I think there's a lot of other colleagues on your side of the state, my side on the weekends, that might want to come together and discuss that. So.
All right. You have a great, great rest of your evening. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion, Senator from the Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from the 24th.
Does the Senator from the 24th yield?
Why not?
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I've heard you say a couple times that this is a forever thing, and I'm just trying to figure out why you're
Excuse
saying
me,
that.
Senators.
Because...
we get senators, please quiet down so we can hear the debate.
Oh,
thank
my.
You.
Senator, it's my understanding that the data center is not obligated to pay utility tax forever.
Okay, well, I was looking at your amendment, and... it takes out that language, but up above it says for project period not to exceed 15 years, and then in this on page 22 it says for a period not to exceed 10 years. So I'm just trying to figure out, doesn't that apply to the language that you're taking out?
So what you're saying is that I should take the stuff above it out too?
Is no, there, I'm just saying that, like, look at your...
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I trust you on this kind of stuff implicitly. So what you're saying is that the whole section above it is about local sales tax can or cannot state local sales tax. So it's not forever. So you're saying it's a 10-year period.
Well, one of them, I think, is 15 years.
One's
and one
a 15-year period.
Yeah.
And then so then what I basically, I probably should have taken that out too, but then by this taking this part out, then it says for 15 years or for 10 years, and it doesn't explain what you don't get to waive, right?
Well, you're leaving the 15-year period for machinery, equipment, sales.
Oh, okay.
And all that. So, I mean, I just wanted to just have a little clarity there.
I guess, you know, I didn't do a thorough enough job on the amendment. I mean, what struck me was the not paying utility taxes. That's what really kind of got me.
Okay, and they're not paying it on gas, water, sewer, and so on, I guess.
Right, all the utilities, yeah.
Well, thank you for the
thank
inquiry.
You,
thank
Senator.
You, Mr. President.
Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
President, to inquire of the Senator from the 24th.
The Senator from the 24th yield.
I do.
He does proceed.
Hey, Senator, I think I've got something that may put your mind at ease a little bit. Looking at Section 144.030, this is an existing state law, subsection 13. Electrical energy used in the actual primary manufacture, processing, compounding, mining, or producing of a product, or electrical energy used in the actual secondary processing or fabricating of the product, or a material recovery processing plant as defined in subsection 5 of this subsection, basically all of those people don't pay utility taxes because we've already exempted them. So we would not, I mean,
we
in the manufacturing process.
We don't need the incentive then.
Sorry?
You're saying from manufacturing.
Saying that the data centers wouldn't fit under what's currently in the exemption.
They would fit in there.
They would not fit in here.
They would not fit
in there. That's why we had to do it in this bill.
So you're telling me that we already do this for other people?
Correct. Under section 144.030, subsection 13.
Well, the fact that we don't charge utility tax for other people doesn't make me any feel any better about not charging utility tax on data.
Well, it removes the parity argument. You were worried it was not going to be fair. Well, now it is fair because we don't make these people pay either. So,
well, you don't make manufacturers pay, but you make
correct.
The citizens of St. Louis pay, and all the small business owners pay, and companies that aren't manufacturing companies and aren't data center companies pay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to point that out to you, because clearly I didn't have that information before, and you didn't either. So
neither did I. And
so now
I'm sorry to hear that manufacturers don't have to pay. I mean, sounds great, manufacturers. That's a good industry to incent to be here. Let's not charge them utility taxes, but let's charge me and you utility taxes. Okay.
All right. So thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the amendment. Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
And before I close, it's been a long night. I hope this is the last amendment, and if it is, I'll be really quick. We're picking industries and people and activities, and we're some cases we're giving them money, other cases we're forgiving taxes. And so now we found out tonight that manufacturers don't pay utility taxes, and hopefully some people's minds, data centers don't pay utility taxes, but I'm going to pay utility taxes. So I hope my amendment goes on, and with that, I'll close.
Senator from the 24th has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 13. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. The amendment is defeated. We are back on the Senate substitute. Further discussion on the Senate substitute. Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate substitute for Senate Committee, substitute for Senate Bill 120 as amended. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute, Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be perfected. An order printed.
Senator from the 15th has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be declared perfected and order printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator has renewed his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be declared perfected and order printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill has been declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Shortly I'll be making, we'll go to an order of announcements first. You recognize me for announcement, Mr. President.
Announcements, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, shortly I'll be making a motion to adjourn to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, February 27th, for purpose of a technical session, at which time I will make a motion to stand at recess until 4 p.m., as the Senate's business will be conducted, no Senate business will be conducted until 4 p.m. Members' presence will not be required at 11:30.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. The appropriations hearing we had scheduled for 8:30. We're going to cancel that and reschedule that. Then also we had another appropriations hearing scheduled for upon adjournment or recess of the morning session. And so we're going to treat the 11 o'clock technical as that morning session. So we'll have that 11:30. We'll have that appropriations hearing sometime shortly after recess at 11:30.
All right. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking education committee will meet at 3 p.m. on Wednesday following the job creation committee meeting, which I assume will be adjourned by at that time at the Senate Lounge. Thank you.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your
super hardworking Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. By the way, Mr. President, you're doing a great job this morning, I might add. You're looking mighty fine up there. We will be meeting at noon tomorrow instead of 8, so committee members can know they can meet at noon, and we will have a great meeting, Mr. President. Thank you.
Announcements. Further announcements? Here, Senator from the 15th.
Your jobs committee will be meeting at 1 o'clock in the Senate Lounge tomorrow.
Further announcements? Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, February 27, 2013.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 11:30 a.m. tomorrow.